And while members of Congress consider their next steps, the world markets have been responding. Asian stocks in some markets were down. European stocks are mixed. They've been okay in the last few hours. We're joined now by NPR's Chris Arnold to talk about what happens next. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
As soon as news was spreading of this bailout package failing yesterday, it was so unexpected that people were wondering, what do we do now? What happens now?
Yeah, you know, with all the buildup, you think, you know, is the world going to end here? But people shouldn't panic. Don't pull your money out of the bank or anything. The financial system is having some huge problems. And basically, what's going on here is that banks are too scared to loan money to each other because of all the uncertainty, and they don't know which bank is going to topple next. And the credit that they extend to each other is like, basically, it's like oxygen in the economy. So if that process continues, the economy is going to start gasping for air here. And, you know, things could get ugly pretty quickly. And, you know, the stock market's take on this, the Dow fell nearly 800 points in a single day. The S&P 500 index was down nearly 9%. That's the biggest drop since the market crash of 1987. So the market clearly did not like this.
Aren't lawmakers, though, the ones who voted no, responding in some way to their constituents who essentially are suggesting very strongly they don't get this plan, they don't get why it's needed, they don't know why it has to be $700 billion, they're not sure they want it?
Well, yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of backlash against, you know, these Wall Street firms that, you know, are getting bailed out here, essentially. You know, we're making big profits and creating this mess that we're in the first place, you know. But this is not just a Wall Street bailout. And many economists are lining up now to say that they are very worried. And they say, you know, if the government doesn't do something soon, like, you know, within days or a week, we could start down a road that could lead us towards a very severe recession. And that means, you know, much higher unemployment, very bad stuff for Main Street. And, you know, we're already seeing a lot of banks in trouble. Some have gone under, and every day now there's, you know, a new list of banks where the stock price is tumbling. If we see a lot more bank failures and this credit squeeze continues, you know, banks are already starting to charge each other very high interest rates, these kind of enormous premiums over what the government's loaning money at. And if interest rates overall rise, you know, that affects home loans, car loans, it squeezes businesses, it gets harder for people to pay their mortgages, you've got more foreclosures, and you get this downward spiral that it can be hard to get out of.
Chris Arnold, some people are clearly uncomfortable with being rushed here. And so I want to follow up on something you said. You said economists are warning that something has to be done in days or a week. When you talk to independent economists who aren't partisans on one side or the other, what are they telling you would be the reason that you have to act in days or a week as opposed to any other time in the past year that this crisis has gone on?
Well, you know, nobody knows, first of all, what's going to happen. I mean, maybe everything would be okay. But, you know, there you don't want to be lulled into a false sense of security here just because this thing is dragged on for a year. And some very smart people, you know, think that we're at a tipping point moment, basically. And this is what Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke's been talking about, that, you know, he's an academic. He's studied the Great Depression for most of his adult life. And he thinks back then we made the government made some very big mistakes and did not act soon enough. And he doesn't want to see those mistakes repeated. And he wants to see something happen very soon.
And are there independent, respected economists who are taking the same view as Bernanke about this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I talk to lots of, you know, very sober, middle of the road, you know, feet on the ground sort of, you know, economists all the time. And a lot of them are more concerned here than I've ever heard them before. I mean, you know, there are a lot of very respected economists who think something has to happen here very quickly.
In the absence of a bailout, what tools does the Fed have and what tools does the Treasury Department have to keep the economy going?
Well, the Fed can keep doing what it's been doing. You know, it didn't start with this bailout. It tried all sorts of other things first. It's been injecting huge amounts of money into the credit markets. There was the Bear Stearns intervention, the AIG loan. The government took over IndyMac Bank. It's cut interest rates. I mean, the problem is, though, that none of that has solved the underlying disease here. You know, people were loaned enormous amounts of money that they can't pay back. You know, we had this whole subprime lending disaster where standards flew out the window. And, you know, a lot of people owe more than their house is worth, and millions of people are facing foreclosure that's costing too many financial firms huge losses. And the system's all seized up and it's not sorting through this right. The gears are just jammed, basically.
NPR's Chris Arnold, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.